Good morning. We're discussing the halachas of the proper time to light the Chanukah licht. So according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Ramah, which in the preferred way of doing it, the halachic maila, again, not lechatchila even, but the halachic maila, a person should light mishatishka chama, the time of shkiyas chama. So now, the Shulchan Aruch understands mishatishka chama means not the beginning of the shkiyah, but the end of the shkiyah, which is known as seisach chovim. So the Shulchan Aruch says the appropriate time to light is by seisach chovim. The Rambam, however, understands mishatishka chama means the beginning of shkiyah, when the sun first starts to set, the sun goes below the horizon. That's called shkiyah. And that is the appropriate time to light according to the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon passes like the Rambam. The appropriate time to light is by Shkia, not by Seisach Chovim. So we have seemingly, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Ramah, if we want to do it according to the Gra and the Rambam, we would light by when the sun sets, right around sunset. According to we want to fulfill the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, we will wait so much later, an hour later, and then light by Seisach Chovim. Is it possible that there's some way to take these two opinions and find some middle ground? So the Shulchan Aruch adds, based on the Gemara, that when a person lights by Shkiyas Chama, by this man of Shkia, it says, lo yaktim v'lo ya'achar. He should not go too early, he should not go too late. He should try and light around that time, not too early and not too late. How much time is considered too early or too late? So the Bir Halacha, Siman Taf Reish Ayin Beis, points out that this man of being maktim or ma'achar is within one half an hour. So a person will light within one half an hour, let's say according to the Gra, before sunset, or one half an hour after sunset, according to the Shulchan Aruch, within one half an hour before Seisach Chovim, or within one half an hour after Seisach Chovim, a person has considered to have lit by the appropriate time, according to the Gra by Shkia, according to the Shulchan Aruch by Seisach Chovim, even though he really lit 20 minutes beforehand. So now the question is, we need to explain that when exactly is Seisach Chovim compared to sunset? So the Shulchan Aruch understands the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam is the time it takes to walk 4 mil, which is commonly known as 72 minutes. The Gra is very strong that it's not based on a set time. It means a certain amount of darkness, which will vary according to the latitude and according to the time of year. That the Zman which is given is sort of a simon in Eretz Yisrael at a certain time of year, a simon to a certain amount of darkness. Mersha suggests in a tshuva that we will actually fulfill that level of darkness in the New York area by waiting 50 minutes after sunset. So Baron Cutler's Atzel also seems to be of that similar opinion, that within that 50 minutes a person would be with a valid calculation of Seisach Chovim. Therefore, he suggests if a person would light 25 minutes after Shkia, he's lighting within a half an hour after sunset, so he's lighting, fulfilling the opinion of lighting by sunset. He's also lighting a half an hour before Seisach, within a half an hour before Seisach Chovim, which is 50 minutes after Shkia. So he would fulfill both opinions by lighting 25 minutes after Shkia. So that's why the minhag of many yeshivas is to light 25 minutes after Shkia, based on this idea that Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal suggested, to be able to fulfill both opinions by doing so. Minhag of many people is to follow the Shulchan Aruch and wait till Seisach Chovim. That's the minhag of people who, of the Edut HaMizrach. The Briskers in Eretz Yisrael light, according to the Rambam, by Shkia. The next question which we have to explain, we said, is that if a person did not light by that time, and according to the Ramah, that's even halachically fine, it's just a mile to light earlier, how long does he have to light? So the Magen Aram says that he has the time limit to light until Chatzos with a bracha, but he has to make sure that members of the household are awake, that he's doing some level of presuming nisa. So the Gemara gives us a share of Mishtikla Regal Menashuk, and that's for lighting outside. And since we're lighting inside, and the primary lighting, again, is not for the, like we said yesterday, not for the people in the street, but for the members of the household. Therefore, you could continue to light to much later, even though there's nobody in the street, but that's not the issue. You're lighting for your B'nai Bayis. But you need B'nai Bayis awake, and then even then, only till Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chem and Moshe. The Chem and Moshe disagreed with the Magen Avraham and said a person can actually light until it was a shachar, even if nobody else is there. The Sharetzion seems, Mishabur and the Sharetzion seems to accept the opinion of the Chaim and Moshe as the halacha, and Reb Moshe, in Igros Moshe, says so as well, that a person who is by himself and comes back late from some type of event can light, even though it's after Chatzos, with a bracha, even though nobody else is there to join him in his halachas neiros. Have a good day.